Welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, here we go. Blog Talk Radio, PNR Public Radio. Nope, it is Patriot Nation Radio. This is not our whatever it is they call it, that crazy radio station, whatever. So anyway, welcome to the program. This is Kevin White, your host again. Welcome back. Didn't make it out Wednesday. Had issues going on, and we had a anyway. But we got our book. Both our book, Brody Lose Weight, the print version and the other version, what is it, the ebook, they're both launched today. We are so happy this has happened. A little bit of glitches here and there. And so our marketing team is working on that, and we're going to put this book out. And Brody is a dog that needs to lose weight. So I'm asking you guys, if you'd like to, the link is on my page. You can go there and order the book. Or the ebook, printed or anything, but it's a really good lesson for children. And I think we have 5 or 6 children's books now we put out. And also we're working on other projects, and we're getting people coming in asking to be authors on our page, our company, Brownie Fox Publishing. And I put that up there real quick. There you go, Brownie Fox Publishing. So if you want to submit any works, just write us at browniefoxpublishing@gmail.com, and we will look at your work, and you'll get emails from us, join our email list. And pretty soon we'll have our list is going to expand, it's going to grow, and that's the whole business of the business, right? That's what you do to make money and impact on the community. So this book is a minority book. I think I might have a picture. I think I did that last week, so we're good. But just take a look at my page, or look at Brody Loses Weight on Amazon. It's on there now. It's also on Ingram Spark, different places. And we look forward to people enjoying this book. And the way this came together was pretty amazing. So another book we wrote was a children's book. Actually, that author met the author of this book down in Alabama. She's from Alabama. And she bought the book, and then she contacted us through our contact. So we're happy that she did, and this is a great moment for her and for us, for the whole team. It takes a lot of teamwork pulling these books together. But I digress, because our guest tonight is Mr. Anthony Black from New York City. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
How are you doing today? How's it going? What's it like there in New York City right now? What's the weather?
Weather is kind of cloudy, you know. Looks like it's about to rain. But other than that, it's a great city.
Yeah.
Instead, we're dealing with a lot here. Migrant issues, cost of living.
Mm.
What can I say? You know, people are doing what they have to do to survive. So I can tell you.
Yeah. I love New York. I've been there a few times. I spent like a whole week there, and I got to go into the World Trade Center and whatever. It was way, way back before you were born, back in 1988. But I love it. I like the food, real food there, a lot of different things you can see, but I'm sure things have changed quite a bit since then, and since last year, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, things have changed. There's no more strip malls at Penn Station.
Really?
No, there isn't. It's just boarded up.
Wow.
It's a big, long hallway now.
Really?
Basically, things are getting a little bit more expensive, and parts of stores in Queens have closed down. There's Walgreens and Jamaica Avenue, and there's other various places that are closing down. So it's time to change it.
So... okay, so what about, was it Grand Central Station? Is that right?
Yes. No, that was Penn Station.
How is Grand Central Station doing?
Last time I checked, it was pretty normal.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Wow. So so tell me, I know you have, there's an influx of illegals, what people call migrants, immigrants.
Right, they're basically taking over. You had a police headquarters, I believe. They put the migrants in there now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. And also the fact of the matter is basically they have, they had hotels that you would have homeless people, homeless veterans. They took them out of the, so it's the veterans that put the migrants in there.
What? Wow. I can't get past that because the veterans have done something. They earned, they sacrificed their careers, their lives, away from their families and everything. And then you take them out for people who have nothing to do with this country. I have a problem with that.
I don't know. Hey, man. I mean, the American government is always screwing
over. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like this right now. There's even reports of the fact that migrants are being enlisted. They're being enlisted to be police officers in some states. There's also the fact people have said that these migrants, some of them are fighting age. There are more young men coming over than are people with families. And you can see the political aspect of it. The reason why they're having all these migrants coming over is because they know the American people don't want Biden in office.
Right.
So
yeah.
They're basically trying to get all these illegals to vote Democrat, give them all this free stuff, literally giving dollars. People are hungry. American families are hungry. And you're giving that money.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like the problem with this whole thing is it's never going to stop. They're going to drain South America before they can get this stopped unless somebody takes action on it. I think this is going to be a terrible – there's no solution to this. There is no end. There's no way New York City can keep all these people, and they're continuing to come out. I don't know how that's going to work out. And the mayor, Eric Adams, is insane.
Yeah, he's insane, and now he wants to cry about it before court. He did it. And now, they're going to try and have New Yorkers house these migrants.
Right, yeah.
Do that.
So who's going to do that? I know they try to pay like $500 a month to
yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
that's not going to happen. I mean, they're going to fight against it. They're going to have to force them.
Yeah, that's probably why a lot of people left, too. A lot of people left New York City.
Right.
So I don't blame them. I mean, I know that I heard the stat was Staten Island crime is up 300% since, and that was last year.
Mm.
And then kids have like lice in their head, in their hair or whatever, and people are getting infected by things that they've never seen before.
They're not screening them either. They're not screening them, any diseases. You're not checking background checks. They could be criminals. They just bring them over here. And they're also, they're having these migrants, minors, work in bars. They're having them work in butcher shops.
Wow. Really?
Big retail companies are having these migrants work in these type of industries.
Probably. Yeah, next to nothing, I'm sure. Yeah.
And
wow.
That situation, because this could cause an economic and a race war, because you have these migrants coming over with their perceptions of blacks.
Yeah.
You probably look up an article in the LA Times about how a black warehouse worker was harassed by migrants, Spanish migrants.
Wow. Yeah.
And the migrants thought it was funny, but this, you bring in all types of people here that are not screened and not checked illegally. So they have nothing to lose.
I had some insight on that, on how they treat blacks. When I was in Panama, I've been down there a couple of times. The blacks are a subclass of citizens, and they're darker than most people, and they are not treated very well. So it's like, that's like all over the world, that's the case, kind of. So, but I do know that's probably why, because they probably see us as blacks as inferior. Not everybody, but that's the cultural thing. And they call them Negritos or something to do with that. They have a name for them. When they have a name for you, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Just like in Australia and all those other places, yeah. I see that even in the Middle East.
Yeah. I mean, I know, but even in the Middle East, they call you Aziz. you know, slave.
Yeah, wow.
From across cultures, and it's still having slavery. It's still selling blacks on slave law.
Wow.
Things like people want to be for Palestine and Israel. I'd say blacks don't have a dog in this fight. They really don't.
Right.
Because they're hiding certain things. I mean, Israel came out like, what, I think in 2012 or 2022, there was an article about how the Israeli government has now come clean with sterilizing Ethiopian Jewish women without their consent.
Wow. That's I've never heard that before. That's crazy.
And according to, because the thing is like, what the ruling class of people in Israel is, the Orthodox Hasidic Jews, and they're into the Talmud. And the Talmud says that, you know, Gentiles are, you know, the dogs, slaves. I mean, there's a lot of things people do not know about Israel. Israel's government, how they have an order of return with rabbis. They have a huge notorious for harming kids and escaping and coming to Israel. It's a lot of things. And they have this attitude, you know, towards black Jews. And the Palestinians have a nasty way towards black Palestinians.
Really? Okay.
Muhammad was basically, he sold and bought black slaves and bought them raised in head. And even in that, they have go watch it on TikTok, that they have a little slave kid with the head looking like a raisin.
Wow. Whoa. This is deep.
Yeah, it is deep. You can look it up yourself.
Yeah, I plan on doing that. Wow. Oh, man. It's just like, just like here, you know, in this country, blacks were here when they were brought here against their will, and the families are broken, and they further broke the family back in 1960. Yeah, and it's hard. You know, you just don't recover from that. You don't have independence. It is a cultural thing, but, you know, you don't have to be that way. You can move your way out of it. You can break out of it. So.
Right. You could move up and, you know, make something out of yourself to get that, to get up in the world, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people have, and, it's awesome to see that. But when you got to break the culture, you got to be your own person. And I've spoken on this, you got to be your own person. You have to look out for you, not the crew. Look out for you.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, when you decide to do that, punish the enemy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Black culture.
Yep.
Like, black culture's not helping.
Yes. You know, you read my book. It's not like you read my book. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
You know, 1930s, 20s. You know, the black culture was, you know, opera, you know, Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
You know, people like that. But now today, thanks to, you know, white supremacy, it's now twerking. It's now booty shaking. It's single motherhood. It's drug dealing.
Right.
This is what the culture is. It's what you have to fight against. And this type of culture is backed by the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party. Democrats want to, you know, promote this. And Republicans want to bash all black people. Okay, they work in harmony.
The music industry.
Right.
Perfect example.
It helps the prison pipe.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yep. It's an honor to get your cut to get into prison to serve a sentence. You know, that's crazy. And they glorify
music.
Yeah.
Is, you know, feeding the prison.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, I know some guys who went to prison and then got out and they changed their lives, but no, I think that's the wrong message. I agree. Not every black, just like sometimes you'll watch like a lot of blacks will watch CNN as their source of news. And it's just whatever they say, they take it. I don't even watch TV. I very rarely watch anything on TV, and it won't be the, maybe it's the local news or the weather or something. But CNN is telling you things, and they're biasing so much to make you think everybody's racist that's not black or whatever. And they have, you know, it's just, they have their own agenda. That's what I don't like about it. You know, clearly there is nothing wrong with January 6th. They say that. They'll say that right out, you know. And there's nobody's been convicted. I mean, he hasn't been convicted yet. I'm not saying I'm a Trump fan. I'm not. But things that are happening, Supreme Court jumping in where they're not supposed to jump in, and everything's a threat. Just my opinion. Like, Ketanji Brown, she got into the Supreme Court. Was she qualified? I don't think so. But it's something that she really can't put down. So there's a two-edged sword for the Black nominees, right? So it's not like they're going to – so then you're going to be called a racist if you don't vote for her. And there's somebody from – yeah, right. So – but there's a African-American lady who's in Congress, and she always – no matter what they're talking about, she goes back to, we need to talk about real racism. It's like, you're one, shouldn't do anything but talk about that. But that's, to me, that's not using your, that's like, you're selling yourself short. You know, you use your brain. You're there for a reason. You're not there to talk about racism. It's, everything she talks about is racism. When she gets to talk, and I'm like, you don't need to do that. Why are you in Congress if that's what you're, all you're doing? I don't like that kind of thing. You know, you're just making things worse. We have to work together. You're supposed to be one team in Congress, just like the military or football team or a sports team. You work together to get the job done. And the division there by itself, and it's always about agendas. And I think it's pretty sad. And everybody's a billionaire there anyway. So.
I think the fact that her past record with how she handles Lockheed Martin situation should have barred her. That's the way I see it. I don't know if you heard about the Lockheed Martin situation.
Talking about she's running right now. She's who is that?
There was a mass shooting by a racist disgruntled employee because he got called out for his racism, so he came back with a gun.
Okay.
And he started shooting up everybody there.
Oh, wow.
And she presided over the case, and she make sure that the black survivors didn't get.
Oh, yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So this is in Texas, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, right now, I've also seen that she's trying to get the barbed wire taken down.
Really?
Texas, yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, you have to either side. You're on the Democrat side, you don't have a voice, you have to do whatever destructive habit, whatever destructive plan they have, even, you know, you got to follow along.
Right, exactly. That's unfortunate. And I've been to that plant, I've been to that Lockheed plant. I toured it one time. It's amazing. Anything like that could happen. So, yeah, let's see here. Yeah, so I think, yeah, that's despicable. I heard that, and I'm like, what in the world? What kind of person does that? Who in their right mind would even think that was okay?
Well, you know, people are bred up on race, but my thing is the fact that, like, saw these people, they needed the compensation. You as a black person decided that they needed it.
Yes, right.
And, you know, I think people try to explain it away that we're black, and I didn't want to hear it, I'm black. And then sadly, I could see that I'm black.
Right.
You know, I'm black. And they don't see that this black American is going against your interests.
And that, I mean, they think, well, they're for us. We think of this or that. But I'm tired of that happening. You know, everybody, you know, your own people. It's your own people. If you want to call it that, your own people, why would you treat them like that?
Well, you know, he basically destroying Chicago.
Yes.
For my thing, what is the, you know, you don't think about what's gonna happen to your people. These people are coming over, they're gonna take over these communities, and they're going to harm a lot of blacks. There's going to be a race war. I hate to sound like some redneck white supremacist, but
they sound like some redneck white supremacist right now.
But that's what's going to happen. I mean, you have all these people coming over here. They're not checked, not vetted. So you're going to have gangs coming over here. And you thought the Bloods and the Crips were bad.
Yeah.
Cartels are going to destroy
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a matter of time before they get there. They might be hurt. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be in your face, and black people are not going to be able to survive.
No, you mentioned the mayor of Chicago. I can't remember his name. What are you talking about?
Brandon Johnson.
Have you seen the videos of the people in the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods, that are so upset about what's going on because they're moving them out so they can put the migrants in?
Right.
And
I saw
I saw this one. It was like 2 hours long, and they were like pulling it off. Well, our plan is this. And well, don't bring them in here. We don't want them here. This is our community. We don't have anything already, so you got to bring them all in here, take over our schools. You got them at our schools with the other kids, and we're having trouble. People are getting hurt out in public, and they don't even listen. They don't care. And that's they're paying taxes. That's their property. They live there. And
well,
they don't care. Right, exactly. So, yeah, they said, why isn't the mayor here? Bring the mayor. So the mayor started going out. And he kept getting it all the time. He's getting frustrated. It's like, you're not even listening. This is your people. That's what I don't get. Take care of your own people. Why are you accepting these people to come up? Because well, I agree with Texas and Florida. We don't want them. We're sending them out. It's not our problem, especially when they send it to what? Martha's in here. That was the best thing ever.
And then they got sent back. The Democrats, they were starting freaking out, and they started sending them to Kamala Harris's doorstep.
Right.
That's when they started freaking out and stuff like this.
Exactly.
So it's only going to change if you start dumping these illegals in these Democrat doorstep. Because one person, I believe, she was ignoring the high crime rate and forgot her name. And her husband got attacked.
Oh, wow.
Then all of a sudden, she wants to change it too. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yep.
She lives in these cushy environments. But then when these immigrants start coming, these criminals start coming over there, start farming them, then they change it too.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Because now it's in their back door. It's on their front porch or what you want to call it. And they're affected by it, but they're usually insulated. Nothing happens to them. And yeah, even on the other side, even with the BLM movement, they had a lot of issues. The people at the top were not even paying attention to the people at the bottom. And, you know, and they bought their million-dollar homes and all that stuff. So we got like David Frank. Thank you, David. And it's so interesting how they insulate themselves and they separate themselves from their own kind, from their own people, because they're the elite part of it. So $10 billion they raised in the summer of 2019, or 2021? I can't remember now. $10.5 billion. Not one black person got any of the money.
They took it at grant. That's what happened. They took it and they grant.
Twitter because the people are the other chapters were coming after them. Oh, we're going to build a bank or we're going to make some kind of library. How's that going to help anybody? So, they don't want that. They want it. They know you made billions of dollars. They know you made millions at least. It's just the height of, well, they said they were Marxists, so I guess that's okay. Never mind. I take back all that I said.
Anybody that, you know, follows socialism, you'll understand it. The only people that got rich were the leaders.
Yeah. Animal Farm, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. They didn't do what they said. And they hurt a lot of black business owners. And I guess Marxism rises above, you know, who you are and your morals and beating people up, setting things on fire and, yeah, there you go.
Well, the thing is, like with Karl Marx, I mean, Karl Marx was a fake. I mean, if you ever read his poem, Human Pride, he wished to rid himself of the person of above. So So, I mean, most of these, you know, Marxists and people, these people are really, they turn to evil. They're really evil people.
Yes, they are. That's that side of Marxism, yeah. You're right.
Right. I mean, they say that, oh, socialism, first socialism comes. Socialism, yeah, remember the movie Gremlins?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they get that certain type of food, and then they mutate into who they really are.
Yes.
That's what it is when you take in socialism. Socialism starts out nice, warm, fuzzy, and then when they get really comfortable, they mutate into this monster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. Because you can even look at South America. You got women who are college professors. They have to prostitute themselves now to feed their family. College professors.
Yes, I agree.
Under socialism, now have to do that. And this is what, you know, this country is slowly going into a fascist society. Okay, they're really, because I get my news from the alternative media sources. I don't get it from mainstream like a lot. And they're trying to outlaw the internet that talks about, you know, the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
Free speech, talk about the migrant situation, talk about how they're going to be cutting jobs, how people who are low-skilled workers, they're going to be hurting because they're going to have to be competing with foreigners who work for half as less.
Right. Yes.
And they could possibly, they'll end up training a non-skilled worker, and they'll get trained to somebody like you, and then kick them out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's a replacement. That's a replacement plan.
Yeah, and, you know, and that replacement theory, which is happening, and it's really going to rock a lot of people because you see how a lot of people are turning to greed. I mean, even when it came to the affirmative action, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it came with that was there to keep discrimination from non-whites from happening. And what happened was the Republican Party started getting into the heads of Asians and thinking, we don't need that. We can pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Now affirmative action fell down. Asians are down. You can look at an article up about it, too. They're flipping out because now they're having a hard time getting their kids to these Ivy League schools. Guess who's not there? These white legacy students who have poor grades. Their parents are rich.
Yeah.
They'll pay the dean of the school to get their poor, underachieving kids into the system, which is going to be hurting other companies in the long run because you're now having underqualified whites because they had a silver spoon in their mouth.
Right. Wow.
So see how this is all going to come together as tyranny is going to take over.
Wow. I see that now. It's very interesting. But there's going to be, I think there might be, it's going to cause a lot of friction when that happens. And I think, you know, so you really don't know. I think people are going to band together that were never together before because this is getting ridiculous. They're, you know, even the prisoners don't. So many things we don't know, like I mentioned before, diseases. So what do you think? You think, okay, New York City versus Texas. Texas has had this issue for a long time with its southern state, Southwest. But I think we have a different class of people coming in besides the migrants. We have people from China. Is China, are they south of the border or what? The Middle Easterners? Yeah.
I read one article about it just a couple of months ago, that they're also coming across it. The news coverage is not covering the fact that you have Chinese immigrants coming over the border. They're not covering that for some reason. I don't know why.
Right, but I do know that they have police stations around the country.
Right. There was a police station in New York.
Yeah, and they all take the same path, the same exact path to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And people have tracked them where they're going. And it's really scary because they're not our, it's not right. Middle Eastern people from Syria, wherever, they're here too. I mean, they're coming across. So my question is, where in the world are the Border Patrol agents? Why are they letting them through? They're obviously not from Mexico or any other country down south. There's no way.
Border agent that tried to return an immigrant migrant family back to the border, and he got penalized for it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now you're getting into policy.
That's what's happening right now. They really want these votes.
Oh, man.
They really want these votes back.
But they don't need their votes, number one, because just make up more votes that they don't have that don't exist. It's like, what, 1 to 3, 2 o'clock in the morning, flipped? That tells you a lot. So I don't think there's any hope. I think it's going to be the same every year, I don't think, or every 4 years, even with the year.
I voted for Bush. I voted for Obama. I voted for Trump, but just the fact. You start to see it all, and it's like, man, they're all, it's just, it's gonna be like the Walking Dead, but that's just gonna be crime, people are gonna have to band together, small groups. I mean, it's really gonna be scary times when things really hit the fan. We'll have people who get tribal, we'll have different groups, we'll have crime.
Yeah. And their blood is thicker than your blood in their mind. Yeah, that sounds like a dangerous turn of events coming up. And I know there's crime already. I listen to New York radio station all the time. I love it because, not because it's New York, because it's entertaining. And there's a lot of stuff I learned there. But I hear what's going on, and I hear all the moves that Eric Adams is making in New York City. And Kathy Hochul, oh my goodness, how can you stand it there? you got insane people running. You got people running this place. The whole state, you guys are doomed. They don't care.
You know, she tried to have the internment camps, man. She tried to have it like not the Germans. She's trying to fight that they could lock you up for anything. If they feel you are sick, they could lock you up for anything.
Wow, I didn't hear that part. So you got, one thing, though. I mean, I know, I don't know if you like this guy, but Curtis Lee was on it. He's going to all those places protesting, coming in. And they're trying to take the schools from the kids.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, too. They're trying to close down the schools and give it to the migrants.
Yeah. And then now, okay, like, some of the hotels are ruined for good. They're unrepairable. Okay, why would you even think about doing that? And you have no plan. That's what they call Eric Adams, swagger man with no plan.
Oh, God.
the guy's not doing anything for anybody but himself, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like the mayor of Chicago. Somebody's paying those guys. They got to be paying these guys to do this. They have to.
That's what I'm thinking, man. They work for Biden. They're doing whatever Biden wants. He wants these migrants in there because he wants another term.
So what do you think about Annie Willis, her ordeal?
Well, I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, there's nothing to do with it. But then when Trump was talking about a lover,
Maybe
he's just shooting in the dark. Then it came out that she was messing with some married man that was getting a divorce.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I'm not somebody that's gonna be like, I'm not on that, get Trump train.
Right.
So these are, both sides are just.
I totally agree. Okay. This Fannie Willis thing. This guy's the prosecutor with no experience.
Right.
And they spent almost $1 million. On their little travel trips and his payment for trying to persecute. So this guy, both of them need to go to jail. They're using public money for this. Don't they make enough money on their own? She's got to make at least $250,000,
$500,000. Yeah, I mean, it's public eye. Why didn't you? There's something wrong. I don't know what it is, maybe with high class, high profile.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, somebody better, so you have to get somebody that's below your pay grade. I don't know.
She's above the law, that's why. They get away with a lot down there in Atlanta, just like just with the extra ballots, all that stuff. They let it happen. Yeah. So in their mind, I don't know, sometimes you get that complex where there's no way you can lose. You're on top. But not everybody. She's not a congressman or senator, so I don't know what she was thinking.
That's what I'm saying. The fact of the matter is you're dealing with somebody like Trump, who's in, that's a cult following. You thought that you were going to get away with it when you're dirty, prosecuting somebody and you're doing dirt like this. I mean, I don't know how what she thought was going to happen. I don't.
And
you, Trump
right.
said something, you know, I'm excited to,
yeah.
you know, to be president. Because
right.
he's had situations where he could have
yes.
fixed race relations, but he didn't with the central apology. But no, you want to side with Linda Fairstein. Person that sent those five boys away.
Wow. Yeah.
These five boys were exonerated because the real rapist, Matias Reyes, confessed to the crime and DNA matched with the blood of that victim. So
yeah.
you just smoothed over race relations easily. You could have done that, but you wanted to fan the place and cause more division. That's why I say it. I think presidents are just selected and not elected.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that that's what it's up. It's just the script. He played the script. And also the fact that he's bought these in Israel's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, America's going downhill.
I agree. I have to agree with that. And when I saw the balloons fly over this country, over Alaska, and nobody did anything about it, I knew this is not right. But Afghanistan, when that fell apart, I knew that wasn't right. That's unusual. There, so many things are happening right now that we should never have seen, that should never have happened, or the response of it. Like the border should have been finished. It should have been closed, but Trump could have done that earlier. He could have, and he could have pardoned all the J-6ers. But,
he pardoned Jared Kushner's father, though.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, the guy... It's just he's there to just sound like he's doing something. I mean, he sounds like he's doing something. He didn't finish the board. The man's a millionaire. I think what, more than a millionaire?
He's a billionaire, yeah.
He wanted to within 2 to 3 weeks or a month. He could have finished.
Right, but you think, okay, you got to add the factor in that when you get that to that level, there are other people at a much higher level than you. If they say, wait, we got other plans for this, you let it go. I just have to believe that, you know. All these people in Hollywood, these superstars, including, let's see, what's his name, T.D. Jakes. We don't just want to do that. Oh, no.
Watch my eyes. I'm going to play this thing. I have to watch my eyes, watch my ears.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kirk Franklin, all these people are coming out like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? What kind of world are we living in?
The thing is, it's been that way.
Just don't know. We just didn't know it, right? We just didn't know it.
The thing is, like, he said his speech about, you know, the alphabet lifestyle, David and Johnson were lovers. You know, Ruth and Naomi were lovers.
I did not hear that. You killed my ass. Oh, no.
Jeff Copeland, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's defeat. So you're looking at that, it's like, okay, yeah.
What kind of ceremony?
Huh?
What kind of ceremony did he have?
Blood. He was pricking his finger with blood.
Oh, that's right. And they were putting the fingers together, yeah. Oh my goodness! Yeah, that's not normal. That's not communion.
But I mean, most of these churches are Freemason, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
okay.
It's a long, it's everybody's connected. Church, the presidency.
Yeah.
People, you know, the LGBT thing. I mean, you got them on both sides. You got Rob Rob Smith. You got, what is it, the other guy? You got Dave Rubin. You got Blair White.
Yeah.
Blair White's not a woman. That's a transformer.
Yeah.
So
there's only two teams, us and them. So.
Thinking that he actually is for the people. He's not. He's not for the people. The band, you know, if you can look into Gabby Alliance and Trump.
Gabby Alliance, okay.
Yeah, you can look into the, you know, Operation Warp Speed. And
right.
What really was going on with that? People have to look at the fact that, you know, he signed those Noah Hyde laws.
Mm-hmm.
But every president has signed.
I've heard that one, yeah.
And one of the things, you know, and that is under the Hasidic, you know, Orthodox, you know, Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to code, I'm really trying to code these words because I know how you do this.
Right.
You know, and it's a growing Noahide movement. That they don't talk about. That they have a growing movement, and they're really, whenever they have that opportunity, they're going to enforce those laws on people.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you could also go on TikTok and they show it, and it, you know, the Hasidic Jews, they're proud to say it. They're proud to say, you know, you don't live the way we want you to live.
Mm.
It will be it. I mean, he literally had a Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
A literal Sanhedrin.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Scary stuff, man.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, there's more of us than them, so.
You know, people, you couldn't get by unless you had a solution.
Yes.
Most people came under that,
so. Yeah, I never did. You know, the reason I did not take the shot was had nothing to do with anything, but in the military, that's all you do. And I got to the point where I'm out now. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm not going to do it. So I'm like, I'm tired of it.
Huh?
Yes. Well, it's too late now. A lot of them have been out too long or whatever, or they're fighting them back. But why would you go back if you got something else going on just to get your retirement? But me, personally, yeah, that's, you know, even flu shots are a turnoff for me. That's a no for me forever. So I don't do it. But that's just my preference. And then they were telling us we had to have them, but they're like, they realized, well, we're going to lose all our people. So, you know, everybody's good. And that's my right. It's basic rights. It's a violation of your freedoms. That's the thing. If you want to do it, you can go ahead and do it. But there's really no... I know what to do. I do a little medical hacking on the side, so I knew I wouldn't catch it, okay? I knew I was good. So, but you know, just one thing, the fact that they said, and I had somebody tell me, well, if you don't get it, you're more likely to spread the disease. So I told this guy, I said, well, you know, molecules on anything aren't different, whatever material is. So if you're carrying it, and you have the shot, it doesn't matter, you're going to get somebody infected. So there's no difference between infecting people and not. If I don't have it, I'm not going to infect anybody. So I know to stay home. And it's just things didn't make any logical sense. So I was like, nope, I'm good. I was willing to get let go, but they realized this was going to be a disaster for them. So the logic prevailed, and I stood my ground on that. But you got to. You got to be your own person. You got to make your own decisions. Otherwise, there might be other consequences that are unforeseen. It's experimental. I just didn't want to do it. I'm sure you felt the same way.
Yeah, I mean, things like what helped me is like when I first caught the bug.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing my own research. I started finding out, you know, what was going on. I would start censoring. Platforms and stuff, but what happened? People started getting kicked off of platforms.
Yeah.
Sorry. you know, people were fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that was enough for me not to take it. And then I started thinking more on what people were suffering with. You know, yeah, well, these young athletes, they're all, you know, passing away.
Yeah. It's avalanching this year already. A lot of people are dying, but I lost 4 or 5 cousins. They all had, like, things from the mouth, bleeding from the nose, heart attacks. And it was alarming. It was very scary. I'm not saying that did it, but they all took the shot, just saying. But yeah, it was very sad, very sad. This was not a good year a couple years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
But going back, okay, the difference between Texas and New York City, everybody carries Texas. So my question for you is, are the migrants going into the houses while people are on vacation in New York City and taking over like they do in Texas?
Well, I'm not sure
about that,
but I do know the fact that Matt is going to be contemplating having the migrants, you know, people trying to incentivize migrants living. And you will have some people possibly in the projects.
Right.
They don't have, not all, but some people, they just think of the money. Okay. They go into survival mode. They don't care who gets hurt in the process. They just think of
right.
So some people in the lower economic class, they will do that. They're not thinking about their safety. And this is something that's been happening even when in the Obama administration.
Right,
there was a man trusted a migrant, and that migrant killed his family. So this is something that's been going on. They had MS-13.
Wow. Yeah.
This is something that that's been happening for a while.
Yeah, I've seen those reports for MS-13 in New York City and different places.
Right.
And how it's just amazing how they get in, how they got that, because of those people. I mean, it's been happening for a while. Yeah, I remember that. So I do know that I've had people in my program from Texas, and they tell me, if you go on vacation, you come back, somebody's going to be freeloading in your house. The migrants will be. So nobody leaves. Nobody goes on vacation if they don't have to, because they'll be eating their food and using their electricity. So I'm assuming, I'll vote for that New York City area and see if that's happening. I know same thing in like Seattle. They're taking over everywhere. The Somalians, when they came, I think it was under Obama. Columbus, North Columbus, North Central Columbus, you think you're in Africa. And then Minneapolis is the same way. But they brought them over here on purpose. But at the same time, I think you have to want to come over here and work to get over here. This is why we have immigration laws. So everything is suspended, or they don't. Nobody cares anymore. They're just letting everybody on board. Come on through the border. You don't know who it is, who's coming in. That's the scariest thing. It's the safety of the public. Doesn't mean anything anymore. It's kind of sad, you know. We don't know what's going to happen. It's some kind of big Black Swan event. I don't know. But it seems pretty ripe for that. And the more the people you bring in, the more angry the people in New York. And I don't know. I got to ask you this. In New York City, and I heard this, that a lot of Democrats are going to vote Republican in the next election.
That I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
People are getting fed up with it because they're not really doing. And I think it's also the fact that Ukraine-Russia situation.
Yes.
You finally, Democrats were supporting neo-Nazis from Ukraine. A lot of times we talk about that with censors.
Right.
And then finally, you know, someone came up to a AOC and they got fed up. They just grilled her on the spot. Why are you guys supporting neo-Nazis?
Yes. Yes, I know about the Nazis there, and I know they're up to no good, and I think we got hoodwinked on that, or they want to do it on purpose, but they don't care. But I think B is the answer. I believe Yeah.
They're also in Texas.
Oh, really?
There's been rumors of discrimination by Ukrainian refugees against black
people.
Wow. Ukrainians, you know, migrants, they're really caught in a lot of problems. And wherever they go, they go, people take them in, especially the women. They're trying, they're breaking up homes. They you tell them, like, can you please just, you know, just wash a plate, help out, help. That happened to a lady in Europe. She just asked me to please just, you know, just pull your weight, help out with the chores around here. She called human services on her, and she can, things worked out.
Wow.
But this is how it's going on with these, you know, with the migrant situation, whether it's Ukrainian, whether it's the Chinese, or whether it's the Spanish migrants coming over here. And I had an article here I just found with New York City signed $77 million contract with hotels to house migrant families.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's dated January 24th, 2024. The city has finalized a nearly $77 million emergency contract to shelter migrant families, 15 hotels in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. That Wednesday, the hotels will reserve rooms for asylum-seeking families for up to 28 days under the contract with the Hotel Association of New York City, spokesperson for the city's Department of Housing, Preservation, and Development firm. Rooms will be available through the month of July. The hotels are meant as a backup plan if space runs out of shelters. After 28 days, families who are still seeking shelter will be directed to the city's humanitarian emergency response and relief centers to receive another placement.
Oh, my God.
The person says the contract will give the city time to negotiate for a cure rate as officials continue to respond to my crisis. New York City has led the nation in responding to the national humanitarian crisis, providing compassion, care, and shelter, and vital services to more than 170,700 migrants who have come up to our care since spring 2022. The spokesperson said in a statement, thanks to a round-the-clock work of city workers, we've ensured every single family with children has a bed to sleep and a roof over their heads while working to reduce costs and help people move out of the shelter and stabilize their lives. The contract allows the city to negotiate competitive rates as we continue to respond to the unprecedented crisis, the spokesperson said. The contract comes a little over a year after the Adams administration inked $275 million deal with the same hotel association to house at least 5,000 migrants. The mayor has repeatedly called on the federal government to provide more aid to New York City to help cover migrant-related costs. The administration last year allocated $140 million to New York to address the situation. State budget proposal Governor Kathy Hochul unveiled earlier this month, meanwhile, includes $2.4 billion to house migrants without homes for asylum support. Work.
They're not going to do that. They don't care. They don't need asylum. They're already there.
They need to go home. That's what they need to do.
So, exactly. And this is supposed to be a good thing, right? Is it? So, okay. The problem with this is not enough. What are you going to do next month? What are you going to do next year? You're not going to have enough people, not room. I mean, how are you going to do this? This is insanity. They're going to keep coming with 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 a day.
Right.
How in the world they can't keep up this pace? They're gonna it's gonna be an abandoned city in the next 2 years or so. Just doesn't seem like it's ever gonna work out.
People are gonna have to travel to New York State. That's what they're gonna have to do.
Yeah, right. A lot of people are leaving, going to Florida, not putting up with it anymore. If you can afford to do that,
Florida is worse.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but talking about crime in Florida, you have to watch that.
It depends on where you go.
Yeah, but, you know, with Florida, people already said that you have to have a head on this swivel. Of course, there's places that are safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to have, you know, issues there, too.
Yeah.
Crimes are tough.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, there's some great places down there, and then there are other places that are not. So, I guess it's like Cleveland, Ohio. This is a very dangerous city in Ohio. Number one. So they have no plan, pretty much. Just use the hotels. That's what hotels are for. You know, nobody's going to stay there after that. Those hotels are probably going to be ruined or renovated. I don't know if they're getting paid. I'm sure they are, but I just saw a plan.
It's the thing is that, like, what's going to happen with the tourists? People,
yes.
Hotels rush on tourists.
Right. And, you know, it's just like, you know, this government cannot take the place of an economy by demand. So you're going to give these people so much money and then nobody can get in there after that. They're going to go under. They got to go under unless they have another plan. Who's going to stay at the hotel? I mean.
They're not thinking about it. All they're thinking about is housing these people.
Yeah.
What is the plan to get them to go?
There is none. Because you listen to Eric Adams when he talks. We have now found a new place to go, and we're going to put them in here. And then people are like, you can't put them there. That's our school. You can't put them in school. They want the school kids to be in the same place as the migrants, like in the gym. Yes. Yes. I totally agree. How can you even – I don't understand it. I mean, they must be getting a lot of money. They must be getting a lot of money. I know that Adams can't get much money, and he got a picture.
I'll try to share the article.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Add this to the stage.
That?
Yep, it's up there. Okay. I'm going to move myself here. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, this October 2nd, 2023, she announces a individuals out of shelter.
Wow.
She's going to try and bring them into New York State. That's what she's going to
do. Okay. Wow. Oh, can you hear me? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is insanity.
People are going to have to, you know, find a way to, if they can move, try to move out of New York City.
Right.
Yeah,
that's hard to do. That's your whole life is there, and you got to move. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they'll have to make some change following an agenda.
Right. Yes.
Following an agenda to let New York City grow.
Right. So places like here in Ohio, things are we don't have this issue yet. I don't know if we ever will, because Ohio doesn't really. I mean, people fought the other groups that came here, you know, because they're in the neighborhoods and everything. But I don't think this is going to be an issue yet. But eventually, it'll have to be. It'll be everywhere because there's no room to put them. There's no way they can use these resources. They can share the resources in New York City, and then the jobs and everything else. Because if you're here and you don't have a job, we're just going to pay for them to stay there for free. I know they're trying to get work permits and everything, but take care. I mean, if you got a problem with the government, take care of the problem with the government. You know, it's got to be some other solution than this. But it's not their. It's really, you think about it, it's really not their fault. It's people who open the border and invite the people in, bypassing people who have been waiting for years to get to this country.
They're getting in here illegally.
Yes.
But like I said, it's a bipartisan effort. People want to
yeah.
It's the Democrats and no, it's the Republicans. Because the Republicans love cheap labor. Both sides love cheap labor. I don't have to pay you as much as I would pay an American-born citizen or a person who has got their citizenship the right way. So that's what they're going to do.
It'll be cheap up front, but I think there's a bigger cost behind it.
Yeah, they don't care.
They make their money. Yeah. Wait till the gated community, the gate is broken. Just wait. And then people coming into people's houses are knocking on the doors looking for stuff or trying to come in. It's just a different mindset. Simply, it's not an American way. We don't do things that way.
America's showing more. It never was that way. It was about, the illusion of choice.
Yeah.
Everything about it is coming down to showing that it's a lie.
It's going to happen. So Eric Adams looks a little bit like Dave Chappelle on that photo.
I mean, I think he's just doing a lot of great acting. But you have to believe what you're saying. To be this type of
right.
Letting your people suffer.
Exactly. It doesn't. I think, because he's like beholden to the Turkish government and other places, other countries. So we don't know what's going to happen next. We just don't know. There's these connections, you know what I mean? You talk to these people, next thing you know, they're sending a bunch of people over through the border or wherever. You just don't know. All kinds of deals are happening. But I'm pretty sure he's been investigated for that. So he might be gone. And I know Cuomo is actually staging doing all the things you have to do to run again. Sorry about that.
He's facing, being accused of sexually assaulting 13 young women.
But he's the elite. doesn't apply to him because he should be in jail. The fact that he's not in jail means he's good. You know, it's just like Hunter.
Okay, a lot of sexual assault victims are seniors. Okay, they're not citizens.
Yes. And he's still running free. That's the thing. You got it. He's that level where he's untouchable. And unfortunately, in this country, just like Hunter Biden, nothing's going to happen. Things aren't going to, but they'll go after Trump. And Trump is a Democrat. Was a Democrat. Probably still is.
I mean, Trump is down with them. I mean, I just think it's just a big,
yeah.
It's a big spread. But, there are rumors of the fact that,
Matt Gaetz, the liberals being lined
with Al Soros, the son of George,
yeah.
Saying that Trump needs to be taken out as well.
Yes.
So.
But he did go to Davos.
Huh?
He did go to Davos,
man. I'm saying that they're all in it. Maybe, Trump is just a person that he doesn't want to play ball. He wants to do things his way.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it goes to conspiracy theories, but you're looking at some things. It's like, I don't know, we all added those Illuminati cards from 1998.
Yeah.
They had a card that talked about stuff enough. It had Trump's face on it. It had Trump on the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
The glass.
It's already ordered.
Right.
Going on. It's not anything magical. They are in on it. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to fuck up what you were saying.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
It's just something. It's wild, man. I mean, they even have in the Illuminati card, you have two men being hanged, and one says, "I said the wrong term, the wrong noun."
Wow.
And
look
what's happening.
Yeah.
The wrong pronoun. You lose your job. In some cases, you may go to jail. Some countries.
Right. That is true. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So this is getting, our conversation is getting deeper and deeper. But that is interesting. I've never heard that before. I've never heard that. Wow. I never put that together. I thought, how are the Simpsons doing this? Now it makes sense.
Now you think about that too. I mean, about 9/11, because it knew about certain things. You know, I learned about they had this one episode where all the newscasts, all the big media personalities came together and said, what do we need to get the public on our side? We'll have to do a pandemic.
Ooh.
You know, they tested out this drug, they tested out this disease. Get over here, NBC. And they got the NBC, the head of NBC, took it, and he was wheezing all over the floor. And everybody's like, yeah, great, this is great.
Wow. That's, wow. Okay. That makes more sense now. Ah. Wow. We're in the rabbit hole now. We're deep in the rabbit hole. Yeah, very interesting. The things that are happening. So, yeah, I always question that. What is Trump going to do next? Or what's he up to? Versus, okay. There's a lot of theories out there. And I don't know if anything from Q is actually happening. I'm just saying there are things that are happening that are like, what is going on? Because now it seems like coming toward the election, everything's falling apart for the opposition to Trump, which is kind of like the timing. It's like, what? This is election year.
Biden said he wants to drop out of the race. Then you got, the people that call him Trump like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about Ramaswamy?
No, not Trump. No, not him.
Bannon?
People were just talking about him. He runs for the governor of Florida.
Oh, okay. DeSantis. Yeah.
Trump like. He's back in that now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And Trump's talking about reaching out to Robert F. Kennedy, be his VP.
Right. I've heard some bad things about RFK. I heard some bad things about him and DeSantis. Yeah. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying Robert F. Kennedy. People have lost their lives because.
Yeah.
I mean, one person is one of his wives. But that is, I don't trust anyone because my thing is like, why would you want to run, why would you want to be in the White House?
Right.
If you're Kennedy and these people have caused you so much pain, why would you want to be?
So, I live in the White House, by the way, just saying. So, I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's a big, that would be like the scariest thing in the world. Being the president, that would be the scariest thing. You have no idea. If people don't like you, they won't like you. You're done. So, but, yeah.
I won't even say that. It's just the fact that, you know, you're in your theories about the White House.
Yeah.
That you don't, nobody in there runs the White House.
Right.
Run that White House.
Yes, I agree.
If you want to be in there, and you have to be just the people to them. That's how I see it. You know?
Yeah, right. They're all kind of related, so.
Right.
For the years. And then if you're going to be in Congress, so I've heard some horror stories from people who ran for Congress or Senate. So you're not your own person. You work for the people in power. You do not work for your state. And the whole purpose of going there, this is why Congress is becoming its own institution of power. But when you notice that, like, when Hunter showed up, he went away, nobody arrested him. So there's people above the law. Hunter is above the law. There's a lot of people above the law. Like Gates accused for dating an underage girl. It disappeared.
What?
No, it disappeared, the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you said she disappeared.
No, she's still around. But you can, I don't know. Things like this, you know who's in and who's out. That's all I have to say. Who's in on it? The people that get away with whatever they have to do, people lying and all kinds of stuff, and supporting Hamas in Congress and supporting the wrong people, and they're still there. So, and they all have top secret clearances, which they never had an investigation, which killed me because I had to go through a lot to get my clearance. And these people, here you go, here's your clearance. And they got Chinese spies living with them and driving their cars, and their wives own some kind of big freight company or something from China, and they're not even asked. So stuff like that they can do is anti-American, in my opinion. I think they're, it's just like D.C. is not even part of America. It's not even American soil. I don't know if you knew that. It's
Columbia, right?
District of Columbia is they're saying it's Vatican and some other things. It's not part of the U.S. So all the prison guards for J-6ers are Africans, most of them. They're not even U.S. citizens. It's just a really unique thing. You got the Fed and everything. So very, very insulated from reality. So so that's the guard. And they treated the guard guys or the army people like dirt. Some of them, I know there's a guy who was there. He came back and he's saying they treated them like dirt. The congressmen and senators did. And yeah, it's just not the same. And I've been to that area for work and different things, and it's like it's just not right, because you have all the symbolism, all these evil, you know, saying the monuments and things like that. It's something's not right about it. And the owl shaped roads and all this stuff. So not to get into conspiracy theory. Yeah.
The obelisk and everything like
yeah,
that.
Right. Some kind of ancient Egypt or something. But of course, then again, you have the transgenders, and you know, at the White House on the lawn. I thought that was the most despicable thing when I saw that. Are you kidding me? What? Oh, this is not. And it was authorized by the guy, the big guy. So, and he embraced it, and it's just like people was taking their clothes off. That's Babylon right there. That's Babylon.
What this is what's happening.
Yes. Right.
I think that the way things are going, people are really showing themselves.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't show themselves years ago, but now.
Oh yeah.
With an office, it's coming more and more blatant.
Yeah, and it starts. We didn't know anything about this until the pandemic came. What they were teaching these kids as well. They're getting away with it because the parents, I mean, the kids are home doing their homework, and nobody knew until then what was really going on. And it's kind of sad. So there's like things happening. And I do know I graduated in 2017 from college, and stuff they were teaching the kids, I saw it firsthand. I saw what they were talking about. And it's like you're being strong-armed and believing what they say, and the kids want to get the good grades. So it was mostly the urban kids, but the rural kids did not fall for it. They didn't have anything to do with it. They're like, nope, I don't believe that. But they're pushing this Marxism and communism big time, even in the stats classes. It's insane, you know. And then they're like, everybody wants to vote for Bernie Sanders or was it Clinton at the time? But they put this mindset in the kids. A lot of these kids are believing it, they're buying it. And so when they get out, this is why we're having this issue. But now you have these, I'm not calling them degenerates, but you have people who are putting down our republic, putting down democracy, putting on all this stuff, learning that from educators. So you get that all for all of the years you're in college, you hear that all the time. And they're protesting out on the lawn, and people are wearing, you know, guys are wearing like dresses. Yeah, that's not good for our society. That's not how we're supposed to be. And this is like blatant in your face, unfortunately. See, we're seeing that in the country now, because it wasn't like that in the 90s. It was not like that. This is just bubbling up. And the consequences of this are not going to be good. And you see the kids today. The kids are turning out differently now. Unless they have a really good, strong foundation. People are turning so, so outside of the norm of our culture or our tradition. And I'm worried about that. What are your thoughts?
Well, the thing is like that was the goal the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Separate the bond between parent and child. So the children are to be more molded by the government.
Right. Yeah.
Because if they're molded by the parents, they just have to say this is wrong what they're doing. And they're having this is what's going on. They do it through the cartoons as well.
Yeah.
This is why you have to be careful with your kids watching certain cartoons. You have to be careful with your kids watching certain things. Because they're putting it in the cartoons as well. They're putting it like same-sex relationships.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they try to sneak that in. They have these little Disney-ish cartoons now.
Yeah.
They're trying to impute that into the children. Even with Japanese anime.
Really?
Yeah. They're putting like Sailor Moon. I never watched Sailor Moon. Younger, okay, but then when I found out on the expose that these teenage cartoon characters were dating older men.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's what they're trying to push onto the children. Like some of these Japanese anime have pedophilia in it.
Yeah, no way.
They're trying to brainwash.
So they want to normalize that behavior.
Right.
Wow.
And this is probably not even from the LGBT side. It's trying to push that American cartoons that you have with your kids, like in the mornings or afternoon after you bring them back to daycare.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you know, that's sad.
Two daddies.
Yeah.
And it's really going to be a culture war, and parents are going to have to step up. Unfortunately, have parents, and unfortunately you do have single mothers that are for this type of behavior. They're okay with their kid, like Joey wants to be Joanne.
Yeah.
They're okay with that.
Wow.
This is in the urban communities too.
Wow.
They don't, like, they're maybe so bitter against their child's father that they want to erase him. They see their son. So,
wow.
Putting them to something that could be life-altering, it could possibly lead to them taking their own life one day. They don't care.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Okay. So we got, you see this in the, at the White House with the health secretary and Pete Buttigieg. So the funniest thing in the world is watch Pete with a fake boobs on, you know, he's taking what? Leave? Maternity leave? The two guys, first of all, nobody has a baby. What are they doing? They have the right to do it, right? This is right. What do you think? What are you taking leave for? The baby's not yours.
Yeah.
It's none of yours. You can't even go to. Oh, this is just crazy. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
Hey, Ruben. Boyfriend, they're having adopted a baby. The thing is, like, what they don't want to talk about: high child abuse rate.
Yes, right.
Sex couple. There was a couple in Atlanta, Georgia, part of Atlanta, and they were pimping out to the Twin Falls. And they got caught, and the only what burned my blood is when one of the couple, how could they hate us?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I literally, you know, wanted to just grab that person's neck and squeeze.
Well,
because, you know, this is why Russia banned same-sex couples from adopting children.
Wow.
Like this.
Wow. Whoa.
Now, Russia, that has its ways, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I believe that he got control of his assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Putin is a dictator. He
yep.
wants, you know. But other than that, the way he runs Russia, I cannot. He keeps that stuff knocked down.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and even if it does, if you know the outfit lifestyle goes around, they know not what they can and can't do.
Right. That's the way it used to be. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that people will say, like, well, you're phobic, you're angry, you date them. No, it's the fact that it all happens in steps, okay? There's a reason why they know what's the end game. They want your kid.
Isn't that where Biden wanted the Congo to accept that lifestyle? And they said, no.
Uganda?
Yeah. And they said, no, leave us alone. Well, we're going to take money from you. Well, what kind of sense does that make? You know, we don't want your money then. This has been so chaotic these last three and a half years. It's been chaotic.
It has been. And, you know, people have to fight back. When I saw that he was, you know, Obama, you know, when he was president, he tried to introduce that to Kenya. Kenya was like, we got other pressing issues. We got more pressing issues to worry about. We're not having BRT. I understand wanting black history to be taught in America. I understand that. But my problem is, like, you are wanting that at the expense of these kids because CRT comes queer theory. And when I talk about that, people on Facebook, other blacks would say, you know, it's not that serious. You know, they should have queer theory. Like, serious though?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's not
white or black. You're not understanding the communists. This is why I said civil rights was a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights was a success. It was a failure. It was a communist movement.
Yes, I agree.
And you have people like Bayard Rustin, who was a homosexual. Arnold came in. They were having orgies.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
You know, you can't tell me you're for civil rights when you're having somebody that practices a degenerate life that also wants to fight for his civil rights. And you see what's happening now, you see what's happening now, you have to fight for the right to man on man. Now they're fighting for man and children relationships.
Oh, yes, that they are.
The civil rights movement.
Yeah, so that's funny you mention that because I've said this all along. On the backs of blacks, they do everything.
Right.
They promote the LGBT, all that stuff. They took, you know, our rainbow flag and all that, so... Because blacks don't say anything like them, so.
Don't say something to think that you get shut down.
Yeah.
You are being phobic. You're not for the culture. You're not for the struggle. I am for the struggle. I'm trying to tell you that this type of stuff harms any community.
Yeah.
It takes 30 years off your lifespan as a male.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of people that are committing suicide after they get the surgeries and everything. Yeah. It's a big epidemic now, and that's what's with you. You can't reverse what they do, okay? Which made that decision.
It depends on certain things. Well, certain things you could, but I mean, you get the surgery. That's not reversed.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of them they do self-deletion, and even you know the alphabet lifestyle. I mean. Like I said, it takes 30 years off your lifespan. You get all types of diseases. When I talk to blacks about this on the social media, they get very, very angry.
Really? Okay.
They get very angry. Like, you are phobic. You don't know what you're talking about. And I think yesterday, in the argument, there was one guy who was agreeing with me. I was talking about the fact that you're getting wrecked. I can put the words out of my mouth when he said the people who practice these homosexuals, and they're the ones who are dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other people, women, and these were two black women were yelling, no, he's not right. He's not right. But if you got somebody telling you, you can look this stuff up. And
CNN.
CNN, I mean, I don't even trust Fox News.
I either. I don't watch that. I don't watch any news.
Right. You just have to look up in the fact that the American Psychiatry Association.
Yeah.
And this is why we got the mess that we have going on right now.
Wow. Incredible.
Because it was labeled a mental illness, but then they got hijacked by them. And this is why we're in a situation. This is why I'm with blacks right now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They get murdered because they want to be trans now, and they feel they don't have to. They feel like they don't have to tell somebody who they are.
Right. So hey, we got 2 minutes left. Is there anything you want to say, or is there anything you want to end the show with?
You both come back here.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's okay. You know. Yeah, you're welcome. To come back anytime. And I enjoyed having you as a guest. You're very knowledgeable about a lot of things that I wanted to talk about. So appreciate that. Fantastic. Oh, man. So, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed this. This is a really good talk. So so what are your plans? You tell us about your what you do.
I have a YouTube channel called Talk Radio Live 4K. I talk about social and political topics that are affecting, that's basically what I do. And I on other platforms as well, Spotify, and that's about it. That's what I did here.
So what is, what's the name of your show again?
Car Talk Radio Live 4K.
Okay, yeah. You have that up there. Okay, gotcha. This is from your Hard Talk. Okay, let's go back. Hard Talk Radio. I'll put that in there. Well, yeah. Typing. Enter. 10 seconds for radio. See you guys later next week from the radio side. God bless America. Are your show's over? Okay, well, we're still on air right now, but I'm gonna cut us off. And you're welcome to come on anytime you want to talk some more. And I appreciate you being here, and thank you so much.
No problem.
I'll see you on the web, and I'll be watching for your show. Thank you very much. Our talk radio. Pleasure being having you on. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to end the show. This is Kevin White, American Legion Show, the Kevin White Show, Blog Talk, PNR. That was Anthony Black from New York City. Fascinating conversation. And I am going to shut this off. We're going to shut this down because it is time for dinner. Dinner in Ohio. That means a lot. All right. I better get back to the grill. That's all I have to say. All right, take care. See you later. And God bless America. USA. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's fine. It's smoking. It's very juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, it went really well. It was cool. It was good. Good one.
The way it was so strong.
Yeah.
I had because back there, then we went outside. And she said, well, I'm going to go in and take my wallet. So she's looking back in and looking at me like, what? then when I came back, he was like spinning around, gave me a bunch of kisses. He was so happy to see me. And he sat down on my lap and I sat there like, come on here.
Good thing you remember it, though.